pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan, ahead of the Paul W. Smith Show at 6 on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back to the pre-W. Smith Show. Now, turning our attention to really, and I'll qualify it as really an amazing story between two of Michigan's most storied and successful entrepreneurs, that being Dan Gilbert and Matt Ishbia, both Michigan State grads, each leading one of Michigan's most dynamic companies, and yet these two Michiganders are at each other in a way that seems to go beyond simple competition and really seems to be driven by some form of personal animus for some reason for one another. Well, covering the story in his article published in Cranes is Nick Manis. And we got a chance to catch up with Nick and get his take on all of this. Here's our interview with Nick. Nick, at the heart of this, we've got two extraordinarily successful entrepreneurs we can all be proud of, look to, aspire to, and on it goes in Dan Gilbert and Matt Ishbia, both in the mortgage business. Interestingly enough, one could argue the two greatest entrepreneurs starting businesses here locally and growing to the highest levels of success. You got to have those two names certainly on the list. Nick, these guys, they're extremely competitive guys, to say the least. Maybe it goes beyond that. They don't like each other very much. But tell us what, you know, give us kind of the background on this story, and we'll tee up then what led to the vote at the NBA and what the significance of that is.
Sure. I mean, as far as I can tell, and, a lot of this even predates me, but the origins of them being competitive, to say the least, is an understatement.
Right.
Seems to date back years and years and years. And where it begins, I think, is kind of anybody's guess. It's certainly not something you see in, you don't see the top executives of Ford and GM engaging in this kind of behavior. So, getting to the heart of it, that they are both obviously very competitive guys. And so this week we saw two prominent examples, but it's hardly the first time that we've seen, Matt and Dan having a war of words or kind of fighting it out in the press one way or another.
Yeah, so tell us about, let's cover a couple of the events that happened this week. You covered, of course, in Cranes, but for our listeners, let's review it and summarize it here. The first being what?
So the first was, dates back a couple of years, but we got an update this week. So a couple of years ago, I think it was in the spring of 2021, Matt Ishbia makes a very public announcement that the brokers around the country, the mortgage brokers who, do business with both Rocket and UWM. And one thing to understand, if you don't know the mortgage industry, is, UWM, Matt Ishbia's company, is primarily a wholesaler. They are exclusively a wholesaler, meaning that they work only with independent brokers. And, those brokers work on behalf of the consumers seeking mortgage loans. Rocket is more of a retail lender, meaning that the consumers go straight to them, but they also have a wholesale business. And Rocket has grown its wholesale business considerably over the last few years, somewhat cutting into UWM's territory. So there's a little bit of background there. And so a couple of years ago, Matt Ishbia announces that that the brokers who want to do business with UWM, and they're the largest wholesale lender in the country, have to sign an addendum to their sales contract with UWM. They will not do business with Rocket Mortgage. And they single out one other lender also called Fairway Independent. Flash forward to this week, and Rocket announces that they'll start covering the penalties and the legal fees of anyone who wishes to defy that. UWM has already, over the last couple of years, taken a couple of brokers to court over allegations that they violated this addendum. So now we'll see what kind of impact that has. And then less than 24 hours after Rocket makes that announcement, the NBA owners, of which Dan Gilbert is an owner, are taking a vote on Matt Ishbia to become the owner of the Phoenix Suns. Every owner votes in favor of it, with the exception of Dan Gilbert, who abstains from the vote.
Right, so he doesn't vote against it. He just simply abstains, which is really, kind of an outlier kind of an event in terms of these votes. Typically, you see unanimous consent to bring these very successful guys in. They welcome them in, especially a guy like Matt Ishbia, who comes in and raises the water level for everybody by paying a premium, let's call it, at $4 billion.
Oh, yeah, he reset the market.
Right. Reset the market. You got to welcome this guy in with loving arms, right? But no.
Oh,
not
absolutely.
Dan.
Yep. Not Dan. So, yeah. We saw that this week. So, at the end of the day, it doesn't mean much for Matt. He's now the owner of the Phoenix Suns. We learned overnight that he made a big trade to get Kevin Durant.
Yes.
But, you know, certainly it's just yet another example of kind of fighting in the sandbox that we've seen from these two over over many years.
Yeah, and as you said, I mean, I don't think it really means that much. Certainly he's approved as an NBA owner. He's off and running. As you say, he's brought Kevin Durant in now. He wants to win now, not later, giving up all those first-round draft picks to get Kevin Durant. But nonetheless, you know, it's interesting, and I try to figure out why these guys have such animus for one another. You know, clearly it's one thing to be strong competitors. You use the analogy GM and Ford. You could use a million different ones, but that's a good one. I think one of the essential distinctions here that might be interesting to point out is that these guys both founded these companies. You know, these are founders, not only leaders of their companies, they're the face of their companies. It's very personal for them. These are their babies, you know, and as an entrepreneur, I certainly know, not at that level, obviously, but nonetheless, everyone at their own level, when you start a company, it becomes very personal, it becomes part of who you are. And so maybe that's part of it. You know, they're taking this really personally. Who knows?
Technically, Matt's father started the United Wholesale Mortgage.
That's true.
But, you know, he was there from the very early days, to be sure. So
yes, and credited with a lot of the growth. And still, it's a family company. It was his father. You're right. Well, interesting stuff. It'll be... I was going to say entertaining to watch, to continue to watch. I'm sure we haven't seen the last of it. It's really kind of sad when you have to go there and say it's going to be entertaining to watch these two billionaires fight it out and the drama.
And now we'll see how much of it goes to court over the business side of it. So, you know, that will certainly be something to watch over the coming weeks and months. So, you know, only time will tell.
Nick Manis, thanks so much for joining us, of course, and for bringing the story to our awareness. And I know you'll be tracking the story. We'll be tracking your coverage of the story. We'll have you back on when the next, I don't know, right jab, when the next uppercut, whatever it may be, is thrown and connects.
Certainly might not be too long.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. All right, Nick, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, running to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.